Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
All right, before we get into Kathy's fall activity list, we're going to play the old theme song from last year that our buddy Kyle yeah. McCarty, who is a former intern and video worker here, who, by the way, does his own podcast radio show.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I've sat down and he asked me to listen to it, and he and his crew are great. But he's a really talented singer. He's a guy that does our Delco jingle and, of course, the fall activities. So he's written a new song.
All right.
But I want to play the old song first.
Okay.
It's so great. And we're going to be saying goodbye to it. And we have a new one. So I wanted to hit that one more time.
It's going
to
be bittersweet.
It's decidedly different
yes.
than the new one. But
a lot more HR-ish.
Yeah. We'll play. I've forgotten how long this is, but we'll go through it. Here we go.
All I want to do in the middle of the fall is activities. Oh, Kathy, please help me. I never thought that finding something to do in the fall would be so difficult. What can there be? Oh, yeah, yeah. What am I to do when the leaves start falling from the trees outside? Oh, Kathy, please help me. I never knew there was more to this than just carving pumpkins. Yeah. It's been a year since she last did this. I think you've got the gist. Fall activities.
There it is.
Can't wait to do Kathy's fall activities. Fun in the autumn leaves. Fall activities. This list is right for me. Fall activities. Oh, Kathy.
That was last year's theme song.
Oh, it's going to be hard to get rid of that.
Well,
we can call it back now and then.
We could, yeah.
He's Golden so Oldies. Good.
Yep.
And when I posted a few pictures, because I actually already started my tour of fall activities, people were coming up to me and singing that fall activity.
There you go.
As Kyle did. So well, I think that's going to stick.
Here's the thing. The song will stay with us because we have to keep this.
Fall activities.
Yeah, no, it'll always live on.
It'll always live on because we'll have that sting.
Right.
And that's the sting that we'll be using.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the new song that Kyle has created, and then we get the list.
Yeah.
Kathy's fall activities.
You've been waiting.
Here we go.
When I wake up, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who does activities. But times are changing. Oh, yes, the summer's come and gone, and I don't know what the year has left for me. But there's a lady. Oh, yes, a lady with big boobs, and she's got a bigger list of things to do. Like making succulents or crafting dildos out of corn. And if you listen close, then she'll tell them to you. So I will do Kathy's fall activities, and you'll do them too. Just to find out what is out there, something wonderful and so brand new. Fall activity, fall activity, fall activity, fall activity. Oh yes, it's Kathy Romano's fall activity. Fall activities, fall activities, fall activities, fall activities. Oh, yes, it's Kathy Romano's fall activities. It's time for Kathy's fall activities.
Come on.
Yeah,
let's go
nice.
Carve some fucking pumpkins.
Yeah.
That's it.
God, Kyle is so good.
Dildos out of corn. I had no idea.
I'm not doing that, but.
No, but they look like them.
All right, Kathy, enlighten us to this year's fall activities list, please.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Are we even going to have time to go through all
of this? Yeah, so I keep it to 10 now. We used to go, a little bit over, but I stuck with 10 things that you can do, and they're all throughout the area. Some in the city, some in the suburbs, some further out in the suburbs, some in Jersey. So I am going to start with a scarecrow making workshop.
Scarecrow making workshop. This is actually very cool because a lot of times you can't find a good damn scarecrow to put. I'm serious. Yeah. Well, a lot of times they're pieces of crap.
And I was so glad when I found this because growing up, that was like something that I did with my dad. We always made the scarecrow that ourselves. We didn't go and buy one. We made it. But it's such a mess, such a pain.
Right.
So you go to the market at Delval, which is in Doylestown, and they actually have classes where you can make your own scarecrow. You can bring your own clothes if you want, and the ticket is a little bit cheaper. Or if you just want to show up, make a scarecrow, they have clothes for you.
Can you make like a full one, like a full real deal stick in the cornfield? Scarecrow. All right, now we're talking.
It is a full scarecrow. That's why we're going to visit the market at Delval, but they also have the traditional fall harvest fest there where you can do the apple picking, pumpkin picking, and they actually have a big evening event. They do moonlight fun by night where they have the bonfires, a flashlight corn maze, all of that. So all the fun stuff there. We are going specifically for the scarecrow making workshop, but they have everything there.
Can you make horror stuff? Could you bring something?
You can make whatever you want.
Jeepers Creepers style scary scarecrow.
Yeah. And you know what? They sell it as basically, you know, the
like a
mess.
Kit?
Well, no, like the mess is going to stay there. They're going to help you do this. And it's good for the kids, too. They're saying the kids can use their creativity to create it. And then you just stick it in your car and you take it home. So perfect.
All right.
So the second thing is really cool because it's making its North American debut right here in Philadelphia. You guys have probably seen this at this point. It's a 90-foot light and water installation creating a 3D hologram of an 18th century ship. And it will be in the Delaware River underneath the Ben Franklin Bridge. Starting this weekend, October 4th until November 3rd.
It's a ghost ship, right?
It's a ghost ship.
Stuff like this before. It's really cool. They spray the water up in the air and then they project a scene onto it with cameras. And I've seen them do this type of thing at Disney. It's wild to see in person.
Yeah, so they're calling it the ghost ship. And it will be there until November 3rd. You can see it Wednesday through Sunday starting at 7 p.m. It goes until 10 p.m. And it's free. It's a free activity. You can do an audio tour while you're there if you want. But you can go out to, it's Ray Street Pier where you can see it. You go out there, you can do the audio tour, or you can just take a look at it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's totally free. So if you go down there, do you have to pay if you go to the recorded tour?
No, it's free and open to the public. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, really cool.
I love how they went with the old Hooters ship that used to be there, Preston.
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of Philadelphia history.
The half-sunken Hooters.
Sure.
No, it's, it looks like a Hooters
servers and, you know. Yeah.
Wings.
Boobs.
Oops.
Oh, Hooters.
Oh, Hooters, right. Got it.
Remember what show you're on.
For a second, I was like, this is so family and
this
fun.
This is great. This is Lifetime.
Let's go back to the corn dildos.
No, it's
dildos out of corn.
Right, yeah. So I moved on from the first to the second, but we didn't play the fall activity thing, so we could just
come on. Sorry.
Yeah, just moving on to the third thing. Have you guys ever been to or heard of the Schuylkill Center in Roxborough?
Is this with the animals?
It's an environmental education center. It's really cool. The schools in the area usually go there in the springtime, and it's a really neat place, but they're doing a Halloween and hikes and hayrides event. And it's basically guided. It's a guided group hike through their forest, and then they'll do a hayride. It's only one weekend, so it's October 25th and 26th. It's right before Halloween, but it's their annual Halloween festival. The paths will be candlelit. They will have some of their nocturnal animals out there in costumes, they say. Yeah. And then they do a hayride along with it.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. So
wait a minute. Their animals are going to be in costume?
I guess that's what they said.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Interesting.
Raccoon suit doesn't fit.
They'll bring some of their animals, you know, out to the schools and stuff like that. And when the kids go there, you know, they'll bring them out. So I'm assuming.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. And where is that? I assume it's along the Schuylkill.
It's right in Roxborough.
Yeah.
Kathy, did we mention that all of this is up on the website?
PrestonandSteve.com. Yeah. There's a blog, so you can follow along.
If you miss any of it, all the links, all the information, free, what it costs, all that stuff is up on the website.
Yes. Next up.
Fall activities.
Love it.
So I love going to Peddler's Village. There's always something to do there, no matter what time of year. And I've had the Scarecrow Festival on my list in the past, but this year I'm actually putting the Apple Festival on there. And it's not until November, so you have a little bit of time to get some of your other activities in before the Apple Festival.
Fall activities!
On November 2nd and 3rd, it's a weekend, and basically it's everything Apple. You know, Apple desserts, drinks, Apple pie eating contests. Both days there's tons of stuff for the kids to do, and live entertainment, but it's just a cool event to go out and take part in. One that I'm going to be at in a few weeks.
Is this a new one?
Is this another fall activity?
Yeah.
Okay, come on,
fall activities.
By the way, I've got Marissa trying to get some mood music that I requested. We'll see if that comes in, too.
Okay. Okay. So this kind of combines a few things that I love. I've been going to Skipack a lot recently. Yes. And Skipack Village is such a cute little town.
It's right down the street. I could walk there from my house. I love it.
I've actually met your wife there once before. And add that to wine. And it's the Skipack Village 10th anniversary of Winetoberfest.
Winetoberfest.
There we go. This is what I was looking for.
This is what mommy loves, right? Winetoberfest.
It's Saturday, October 12th from 1 to 6. And it will include food, live music, shopping, and, of course, a lot of wine. Their suggestion is to call a babysitter because it's a party you don't want to miss. So this isn't for the kids. This is just for the parents. And
mommy will drive you home in a second.
When does this happen?
It's October 12th.
Okay.
The Skipack Village is located in Montgomery County. It offers boutique shopping, delicious dining options, and my favorite, Garden Center Floral and Art.
Yes. Oh, my God. No wonder. No wonder.
So, and they have amazing seasonal workshops that I took all last year. So even though they're not on my list, they are in this little village, and they'll be taking part in Winetoberfest.
All right.
Next up, Fall Activities. We're heading into the city again. It's East Passyunk's Fall Fest and Spooky Saturday. So
what is this?
Obviously, you know, you're going to go to your farms out in the burbs, as Marissa would say. But this is one for her where she can stay in the city and she can take part in a fall activity right here on East Passyunk. So they have pumpkin decorating, a scarecrow scavenger hunt for the kids. You know, all the kids will be in costumes. They'll go trick-or-treating. But then they also have food and drink specials, live music, and an arts and crafts show with over 40 vendors for the adults. So this will be on Saturday, October 26th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And a lot of times look, with these people who have gone to these things you've recommended in the years past, you know, they say they go not expecting much and they're kind of blown away. These things, all these places tend to really do it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is their cash season.
Yeah, so I mean, there are some smaller events throughout the community, obviously, but I picked some of the bigger ones that maybe you...
That don't stink.
Well, no, that you might not have gone to before.
Okay,
you know,
right.
And like the ghost ship, I mean, that's brand new. That's
like Blue Emu, Steve.
Blue Emu, it doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy's events don't stink. I mean, the ghost ship alone is very cool, but there's always... I'm stunned at how much stuff is around here of this nature.
Next up, Preston. Fall Activities. We talked about this last year. It was not on my list. After we came out with the list, we ended up talking about it, and I said last year I'm putting it on my list this year. So it's Halloween in Lambertville, New Jersey. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Lambertville goes like all out Halloween. Like, Steve, you along the lines of your house, like, times that by 10.
Oh, really?
And this is what the houses in Lambertville do.
All of them do it.
They all take part. And it's most of the Victorian-style houses along Union Street. They'll have the elaborate decorations, and all of the residents also get dressed up in costumes on Halloween. Most famously, it's the Halloween House, which is the 100 block of North Union Street. And these displays are absolutely amazing. So it's a local retired art teacher. She started creating all of the black light figures in 1998, and she's continued to add to her display each year.
We're looking at a video of some of this stuff. It's pretty amazing.
It's really amazing. So this is basically what she did in retirement, and it's absolutely beautiful.
So this is theatrical level stuff.
What if you live in Lambertville and you hate Halloween?
You have no choice. You're not going to live in Lambertville.
All right.
So on Halloween night, the fun actually begins before dark. They close down the streets. They have live bands playing at various locations. Residents and businesses, they'll give out like full-size candy bars. They give out free ice cream. It's a full event. So
And it's free to everyone?
Yeah, it's Halloween. It's trick-or-treating is what it is. You go there and you go trick-or-treating. Now, you know, Lambertville is a little bit far away from me, so I would suggest maybe leading up to Halloween. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be on Halloween night, but at least take a drive down Union Street if you're in the area or you can get there, because in the evening, everything is lit up and it looks really awesome. But I have friends that go there and will trick or treat early because they start early and then go back to their own neighborhood.
I think you want to see this in the dark, though.
Yeah, no, you do. You do, absolutely. Okay, up next, Preston. Fall Activities. This is number 8, by the way. We have 3 left. So as the goat yoga craze continues, you can now go snuggle with a goat and a baby cow.
Why goat yoga? I don't understand.
Because they're super friendly, and when you get into certain poses, they're going to jump on your back. Like, that's just what they do.
It's a good entree into bestiality.
Oh, yes. Okay.
No, Steve,
no? Did I read that
you're
wrong?
Sullying my
I'm
list.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
You and Kyle. Horse and goat yoga in Maple Glen. They offer...
You have a horse stand on your back?
They offer just that. So you can visit their farm.
I can't. No. I'm going to die. I can't breathe.
You can visit their farm to take one of their classes, or what's really cool about them is that they do a lot of classes at local wineries and breweries. So
there you go.
The moms will go out, they'll do yoga, have a goat stand on their back.
I just had a freaking goat on my back. Yeah. It was awesome.
And then drink wine. And then afterwards, you get a chance to snuggle with the animals. But book your session because they do sell out.
Snuggle with some animals, please.
And then listen, Steve, you'll like this. There's also the Rose Bridge Farm and Sanctuary. They're in Dresher, and they're the home of these rescued animals, which are all up for adoption.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And they offer dedicated sessions just to, if you don't want to do the yoga, you can do baby goat and cow bottle feeding, goat snuggling, baby cow cuddling, and camel kisses. And listen, they actually have...
I tried that on the wife one time.
Yeah, a cattle kiss? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome.
They have a special deal. If you call and you book a session during the week and you mention Kathy's Fall Activities, you will get one free session with a booked session.
Fall Activities!
Can you get utter tugs?
Okay, we're heading back to the New Hope area. So we talked about Halloween in Lambertville. But
yes.
If you go across the bridge into New Hope, this is like the perfect place to do this. But it's ghost tours of New Hope.
I love that.
Yeah. You can discover the mystery and the history of New Hope in a lantern-led walk. The tour runs every Friday and Saturday in October. They start at 8 o'clock, so it's in the evening. They suggest that you bring a flashlight. Make sure you wear sneakers or shoes that you can walk around in. And the tour meets at Main and Ferry Streets. And it's only $10 a person.
How long does it go for, did they say?
I think it's about 45 minutes.
Are there a lot of people usually at this thing? Or I assume it's probably popular, right?
It is popular. But here's the thing about them is that even though it's a ghost tour of New Hope, they run the tours year-round.
Okay.
But obviously around this time of year is when they get a little bit busier.
There are a few villages that have ghost tours, and you could look into others as well if this is booked up. Because I know that even we did one in Skipback Village one time. So you can find them in and around the area.
And by the way, they're great ways to get the history of the area.
It absolutely is. That's mainly what it is,
The historical walk, the ghost tours in Philadelphia proper, in the city, are really fascinating.
Yep.
Just on a historical level.
You're right, though, Preston. When I was looking up ghost tours, I mean, I chose this one just because of the history and the creepiness of New Hope.
Sure.
But yeah, you can find them in most towns.
And their witch is there.
And then the last thing on the list.
Fall activities.
No fall activity is complete without going to one of your local farms, of course. And I have a number of favorites, and I have a whole list here of some of the places that we visit, my favorite farms, and then some of the more popular farms throughout the area. I actually started my fall activity tour at Lynn Villa Orchard last Friday, and they opened the new Shipbottom Beer Garden. It's awesome.
Really?
I was talking to a group of people there who were just there for happy hour. They came, they had happy hour at Lynn Villa Orchards in their beer garden, and then left and went out for the night.
So it's called Ship Bottom. Does it look like a ship? Or
No, it's
there's
just
that
like,
part of it where it's like it's dug down, right?
So that's what it is. So you have to, you walk downstairs, and it's, you know, they have rocks laid out. They have picnic tables, chairs, little lounge area, some umbrellas, and then...
It almost looks like a ship that's run aground a little bit.
And then they even have bathrooms down there. Like, it's really cool. And
it looks like that's where the fire was, Case.
That's exactly where it was. I'm just wondering, is Ship Bottom the name of the brewery?
Yes.
Or
Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
It is. And then, of course, Mary Mead, Shady Brook is, you know, I love going there. That's Jace's favorite. He loves to do the haunted stuff there because they'll do, like, the no scare. You can carry what the hell is it called?
A horse.
A knife.
No.
Flashlight?
The glow in the dark. The glow in the dark where you, like, crack it.
Glow sticks?
Yeah, glow
sticks.
Oh, my God.
You did so good and you couldn't think of glow
sticks. I couldn't think of glow stick. Yeah, you can. So if you carry a green glow stick, it's between certain hours. It's, like, right in the beginning, maybe 6, 7 o'clock. You can walk through these haunted attractions. And they won't jump out and scare the kids.
All right, you little pussies. Here's your time.
Kathy, which of these farms has the best ice cream?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I always love Mary Mead's ice cream.
Freddie Hill.
Freddie Hill's good.
Freddie Hill has great ice cream. We had milkshakes at Shady Brook last year. They were delicious. I mean, all of them are really good.
Do you have milkshakes?
I like Freddie Hills, they have a dairy there on location. So
you can't argue with that.
They make it themselves. It's great.
You do have to eat it inside, though, because when you walk outside, it smells like barn animals.
They have a petting zoo there. And it's a little stinky.
So this whole list of
there's fecal matter on my ice cream.
This whole list of farms, I'm not going to go over all of them because there's a bunch of them. But
did you know that there's a farm behind the Plymouth Meeting Mall?
So that's on there because that is Maple Acres Farm. Ah. They are on my list because I found that they had the best price mums of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yes. 3 for $18 for the large mums, which I bought yesterday.
It's the season. Mums are coming in.
Yes, all exactly. Right. So the list goes every county, Delaware County, Chester County, Bucks County, in Philadelphia, and well, not in Philadelphia, not a farm, but and then over across the bridge in Jersey, there's a few suggestions for you there. So, of course, you can't not go to a farm for a fall activity.
No.
But I did apple picking at Lynn Villa as well. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, so that's your fall activity list. I'm going to, as I do all of these, I'm obviously going to post on social media at Kathy Romano 11 across all the social media boards. And then we're going to hashtag Kathy's Fall Activities. And the blog is up on PrestonandSteve.com. You can see the entire list there.
Kudos to you because it's hard to find some original things every year to put on a list like this. You think it's going to be the same stuff all the time. And like the ghost ship, and there's some really cool unique stuff on there, and some free stuff on there.
And some free stuff,
You can't beat that. That street in Lambertville, did you say?
Union Street in Lambertville.
Yeah, Lambertville. Okay, yeah. I got to check that out.
You know
put
what?
On your list,
I was a little nervous. I'm like, what am I going to do that's new this year? And I just started. I actually, throughout the year, if I would see something pop up, I would save it. So I went back to it and was looking at all of them. And I had more than enough. Like, I could have done a whole other list of new things for us to do.
Excellent.
So there's a lot of stuff to do. And honestly, this kind of weather that we're going to have over the weekend just lends itself to this. I'm a sucker for this. I know you are. I think we all are.
Yep.
To get out and do this stuff. It's provincial. I know it's a lot of people say, oh, really? Yeah, I love it. I freaking love Halloween in this time of year.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be at the Scarecrow Making Workshop over the weekend. So
okay, cool.
If I give you some money, can you make me a 6.5-foot scarecrow?
Sure.
All right, well, PrestonandSteve.com. That's where you can find Kathy's Fall Activities List. One more time, the song.
Oh, I know I'm going to be the man who does activities. But times are changing. Oh yes, the summer's come and gone, and I don't know what the year has left for me. But there's a lady. Oh yes, a lady with big boobs, and she's got a bigger list of things to do, like making succulents or crafting dildos out of corn. And if you listen close, then she'll tell them to you. So I will do Kathy's Fall Activities, and you'll do them too. Just to find out what is out there, something wonderful and so brand new. Fall activities, fall activities, fall activities, fall activities. Oh yes, it's Kathy Romano's Fall Activities. Fall activities, fall activities, fall activities, fall activities. Oh yes, it's Kathy Romano's Fall Activities. It's time for Kathy's Fall Activities.
Come on, let's go carve some f***ing pumpkins.
All right, thank you, Kyle, once again for the new song. That's awesome. So check the website and make your plans now for the fall activities.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.